The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome. This is Project Independence and You. This is the voice of Christina Liu. I am filling in today for John Ryan. He's having some personal stuff going on, but we're wishing him well. And my co-host today is the fabulous Marlene. How are you doing, Marlene?
I am doing fine.
We always love having you.
I love being here.
Well, we love having you here. And it's a special day. It is our engineer Victoria's birthday. So if you guys could see us, you would see all the yummy treats that we have every for her. And she's fabulous. And happy birthday, Victoria.
Happy birthday, Victoria.
Thank you.
So we're going to just get right into the show. Our first guest is Ling Juan Albert. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Good. And she is over an occupational therapist at the College of Osteopathic Medicine over at the New York Institute of Technology. And she's going to talk about fall prevention. But before we get into her, we have a call, a quick call.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see.
We have a call. This is unusual.
Hello?
Hi, is Victoria there?
Yes, she is. Who could this possibly be?
It's Billy. I wanted to say happy birthday.
Thank you for calling, Billy. She's blushing right now if you can see her. We wanted to arrange something special for her, so she deserves it. And thank you so much for calling in, Billy.
Of course. Thank you for having me. She was really looking forward to being there today, too.
Oh, good. That's what we like to hear. All right, Billy. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Just a quick little detour from the show, but now we'll get into the serious.
And happy birthday again, sweetie pie.
That's right.
Thank you.
So we are going to talk fall prevention. So let's get right into it. I work with seniors, mm-hmm. and I really know the importance of preventing falls because it really can completely change your life one fall. So let's... What's about fall prevention?
Okay, fall prevention is so important because let's look at some statistics. According to New York State Department of Health, falls are the leading cause of injury-related death, hospitalizations, and emergency room visits among people 65 and older. According to Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, one in four U.S. residents age 65 and older report falling each year.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a quick question for you. I'm sorry to interrupt. You're an occupational therapist.
Yes, correct.
What is an occupational therapist for all those to know? Because we know what a physical therapist is.
Mm-hmm.
Physical therapist is there and you go and after an operation or break bones or whatever, and they work with you to mend.
Yes.
What does an occupational therapist do?
So that's a very good question. And people say, well, do you help people to look for jobs? No. So occupation itself means things that we do in our daily everyday life, not just a job, not just school, and also things that we do to take care of ourselves, grooming, cleaning, getting dressed, eating, getting ready to get in and out of to go to work and school, get in and out of the car, negotiate in the community, go to doctor's appointments, seeing your friends, maintaining a healthy relationship, things that are important to us and things that we need to do. However, people with certain conditions, such as physical condition, mental condition, cognitive condition, psychosocial conditions, they may not be able to fully participate in the areas. And occupational therapists are there to find way to help them to do the important and meaningful things in their life in order to improve their quality of life.
Now, in other words, you work with them to help them in their daily living.
Yes.
That they, for those who don't have or aren't capable to do all the necessities for themselves.
Yes.
Does it involve, like, do you bring in the healthcare workers? What does the occupational therapist, are you giving them the structure on how to negotiate their daily life? Is that what you do?
Yes, so when we first meet the clients, we will do some assessments to see what the problems are, what might be the challenge or barriers for them to participate in the meaningful activities. It could be physical, it could be mental, psychosocial, cognitive issues. And based on what we assess, we discuss with the patients, we set up goals, what are the things that they want to achieve, and then we work on it. Sometimes it could be helping them to improve their endurance so that physically they are capable of doing certain things. Sometimes we might introduce alternative methods, provide some compensatory strategies so that people with disability can do the things a little bit easier.
Thank you so much. Where would somebody find, now again, we know how to find the physical therapist.
Yes.
And as you said, you're not at, you just described the occupational therapist.
Right.
And
right.
I think that those are the precursor. You would need an occupational therapist even before a physical therapist to organize your life for you, basically. Where do we find an occupational therapist like yourself? Where will we find you?
So we work with physical therapists and speech and language pathologists very closely, and we call it rehabilitation team. Okay, and so most places, hospital or healthcare clinics, when they have a rehabilitation department, usually they would also have occupational therapists as well.
Okay, that's very, very interesting. Now, myself as a senior, I wonder, you know, I went for physical therapy and I was never offered an occupational therapist. Is that something that our viewers would have to ask for, or is it something when you're going into a facility like a rehabilitation facility that they're going to say, well, you have to meet with our occupational therapist first? Is that what they do?
So you just brought up a very, very good question that a lot of people are not aware of the occupational therapy services and they don't even know our assistance. Sometimes the patients may need to ask for it, but we are hoping that we can advocate for our profession a little bit more so that the physicians will know our existence and how we can help
it's important.
The
I
patients
mean, clearly,
that they would know how to refer.
I think this is something that's essential for the senior population, as you started to say, as far as falls and life. And as we will get older, we're going to, unfortunately, get older, and maybe everything isn't going the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah,
maybe
it's not
that's
that
correct.
Easy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Thank you. Now,
you are very welcome.
What, you know, here you talked about falls and the statistics, which are really frightening. One out of four, I think you said. That's kind of scary.
Yes.
What do we do? What are the factors? What are the risk factors?
So, The falling rate is even higher right now in the past decades, also because we are all living longer. More people are living over age of 65. So even for healthy older adults, you know, there are a lot of fall risk. And for certain populations with a chronic disease will be more fall risk. For example, vision changes. And a lot of people develop degenerative eye disease, such as cataracts, glaucoma, macular degeneration, detachment of retina. So all these things can affect your vision and the way you see where you are, how you negotiate your space. Visual changes will also may give you some medical also due to some medical complications such as diabetes. People may develop diabetic retinopathy. Some neurological disorder population may develop double vision. And certain glasses may not be appropriate for you anymore as you are getting older.
Yeah, I think that's important to know. You know, it's and it's that's why you really need to constantly check up, because I know people that, you know, they got this pair of glasses and they're riding them out for years.
For but,
you
so
know,
many right, years, yeah.
And it really is something that changes because things, you know, do get altered. And that's the case with medication in general.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
to constantly do.
Yes. And also because of our health change, you know, we may not have as good reflex, as good balance. So in certain conditions, such as icy ground, icy condition, we might not be able to react so well when we encounter a slip and fall. Some older adults may develop vertigo or dizziness, blood pressure fluctuation. And when the blood pressure doesn't regulate as quick as when you were younger, you might get up and feel dizzy, but you start walking, and then right. you might fall as well. People who get older may be taking more medications, and there might be medication side effects. The more medications you take, the higher chance you may fall. Also, as we mentioned, as you get older, you may have a higher chance to develop certain neurological conditions, such as a stroke, diabetes, dementia, and Parkinson's disease. So all these conditions may give you a high chance of falling. Another common condition will be arthritis, and your muscles may get weaker as well.
Another question. You do a total evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You do the total. You
yes.
do the total evaluation. Here you get.
I think Marlene's trying to bring you home. You know.
Yeah. I think I am. Wait. I am. I'm thinking. You know, we may have the notes here. I'm taking you off your notes altogether because my mind is just spinning with
yeah.
this. I'm saying you make the total evaluation. Here's somebody falls and they'll go to one doctor, then they go to another doctor, mm-hmm. then they go to another doctor. You get older and you're seeing 6, 7, 8 specialists for every little thing that's going on.
Right.
And here there's someone like yourself that pulls it all together and says, well, it's the eyes and it's the back
yep.
and it's neurological and it's this.
Yep.
And then you're the one who puts a program together. You're the one who is really helping the person in all those different dimensions of where they may be failing at a particular time. So why don't they see you first? I don't understand why you have to have all these different doctors. Why isn't there a program where you go and you yearly, just like you go for a physical checkup,
right.
you're a physical checkup because you have already put it all together
right.
as to what that particular person may need as they're getting older. You can keep checking them. You can be the general practitioner. What you have more insight than our general practitioners have because you've worked with all the different dimensions. So why aren't you, as you said, I want to take her home.
Yeah.
So you brought up a very good point. We may need to start a fall prevention program for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
we, as occupational therapists, we look at the whole person. We look at the big picture. We are the detectives. You know, when, let's say, someone had experience of falling
mm-hmm.
or we test their balance, we notice that, you know, there's a high risk of falling. And, you know, we interview them, try to really put the puzzles together. And at the same time, you know, they know that they may have developed certain conditions already. So our job is to really help the patients understand these are the things going on, and we are going to teach them, well, this is how you manage your medical conditions and how you change your lifestyle and perhaps how to change things around you and how to do things in order to keep you safe.
Well,
and on that note, we're about to take a break.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
I have 10 million questions.
Yeah. I knew Marlene was getting rolling there.
Oh, I'm rolling.
We will be back and we will get more into fall prevention.